It's the next concert from the Walden Chamber Music Society in Salida. It's their spring concert coming April 14th. An informance at 2:30, performance at 3 p.m. at the Salida Steam Plant Theater, featuring music by Beethoven, Schubert, and Laszlo Fajna. With me, Camilla Bonzo, cellist. Hello, Camilla.
Hi, Keith. How are you doing?
Here we are again. This isn't the first time I've spoken to you this year, is it?
No, I think we did something for the February concert.
Because time goes so fast, it's already April. In spring, it's nuts. I have trouble believing it, but here we are. And it's beautiful outside. And Salida is a beautiful place. I haven't been there so long. It's time for a revisit. But you guys are getting together. It's going to be you, violist Matt Diekman, violinist Aaron Boyd, and pianist Joe Boatwright with these three pieces. A couple of more familiar composers and pieces, but then there's Laszlo Fajna, which I was reading his history is quite tragic. He perished in the Holocaust.
Yes, he did. So this is kind of a poignant start to the program. Mm. He was a Jewish Hungarian composer, and at age 26 or 27, he was swept up by the Nazis and deported to a work camp. And his composition teacher, Zoltán Kodály, tried to save him and failed. So he perished at age 28, probably not through the work. They suppose that he was actually murdered by the Nazis at that camp.
That's sad.
So, yeah, it is sad, but it's important that we know of this guy.
And you have his music.
And we have his music. One of his colleagues, after his death, one of his colleagues pushed a publishing company in Hungary to publish his music. And I'm really glad, because this first piece that we're starting with, this duo for violin and viola, he wrote when he was about 23, and it is a fully formed voice already. He very much like Bartók and Kodály, he used the inspiration of Hungarian folk music in his pieces. But then he also uses classical form in his pieces. He does this cool thing that I really enjoy. In the first and the second and the last movements, he uses a technique where he gives one of the instruments a driving rhythmic note to play while the other instrument gets the meandering lyrical legato part. And as a foundation, it's not just a broad brush, single color background. Because of its rhythmic nature, it creates tension. And it's not tension like the everyday anxiety that we all have in our, going to work every day. This is artistic tension.
Yeah,
so it's okay.
Don't be afraid
of the artistic attention. So he does that, and it's really interesting music to listen to. And then, of course, it's the lento. It's the third movement where, like many great composers, he actually says how he's feeling in that slow movement. This is where you get more of an insight into what's really going on at Viner's core.
It reminds me, I attended a concert one time of all pieces by composers who perished in the Holocaust, and so many great talents just snuffed out by that. Anyway, Schubert is next in line, isn't it? This piece by Schubert. I was reading the notes here. You have some wonderful notes here, by the way. And it reminds me of the days, before radio, before phonographs, before any musical devices. The families would sit around in the living room or on the front porch and play together. And the Schuberts were no different. They were just a lot more talented.
Yes. Just, any way you slice them, there was talent. So yes, the second piece is the string trio B flat major, D471. So violin, viola, and cello. And I was really tempted to say, and now for something completely different. But the thing is, I was listening to these pieces this morning, and Schubert does the same thing with the rhythmic repeated notes in the background.
Okay, wow.
And he doesn't do it nearly as much, and he changes it up a little bit, but he does the same thing. And so I thought that was really funny. This is an incomplete piece that he composed when he was 18 or 19, and then he just left it because he died at age 31. He had He had some time to go back and finish this, but he, for whatever reason, he didn't. So we have the first movement, and then we have a fragment of the second movement, and we're just playing the first movement. It stands on its own. It's over 10 minutes long, and it is classical, and it's charming.
Like you said, something completely different, kind of a maybe a, to get your mood up a little bit after a, what I would call a serious piece. But after this now, we have Beethoven. We have the quartet in E-flat major.
Yeah. After intermission, we go to the piano quartet in E-flat major, Opus 16. The catch here, of course, is that if you go online and you look for Beethoven Opus 16, you are just as likely to find a piano quintet with oboe, clarinet, horn, and bassoon. Then he rearranged it for piano quartet with strings.
Okay.
And presumably this was done to up the piece's marketability. It also gave Beethoven 5 years later the opportunity to make some tweaks. So it's kind of interesting. And, you know, I mean, it's his own work. He has the right to mess with it, right?
Of course. Of course. There's so many composers who rearranged and changed their works over an entire lifetime.
Mm-hmm. So, like Schumann is infamous for doing that.
Well, I see that you're enticing people to come to the concert and find out the quote-unquote rest of the story. So there's more to this. Oh, and it also reminds me that, of course, the concert starts at 3 o'clock, but there's an informance at 2:30. And, of course, always good to know the backstory behind the music before you hear it, so you can kind of gain some extra appreciation for it.
Right. And it's important to note that this is the first time we're doing the informants at 2:30. It's usually at 2, but we've put it closer to the downbeat of the performance.
All right.
You just have to show up half an hour early.
All right. So this, again, their spring concert, the Walden Chamber Music Society. It'll be April 14th. Informants at 2:30. Also performance at 3 p.m. at the Salida Steam Plant Theater. WaldenChamberMusic.org to find out more and to purchase tickets. I've been speaking to cellist Camilla Bonzo, who will be a part of this concert. And Camilla, thank you.
Thank you so much, Keith. It's always a pleasure. ¶¶